It was an old rickety door, and gave at once before our united strength. Together we rushed into the room. It was empty. There was no furniture save a little pallet bed, a small table, and a basketful of linen. The skylight above was open, and the prisoner gone.
"There has been some villainy here," said Holmes. "This beauty has guessed Miss Hunter's intentions and has carried his victim off. But how? Through the skylight. We shall soon see how he managed it."
He swung himself up onto the roof.
"Ah, yes," he cried. "Here's the end of a long light ladder against the eaves. That is how he did it."
"But it is impossible," said Miss Hunter. "The ladder was not there when the Rucastles went away."
"He has come back and done it. I tell you that he is a clever and dangerous man. I should not be very much surprised if this were he whose step I hear now upon the stair. I think, Watson, that it would be as well for you to have your pistol ready."
The words were hardly out of his mouth before a man appeared at the door of the room, a very fat and burly man with a heavy stick in his hand. Miss Hunter screamed and shrunk against the wall at the sight of him, but Sherlock Holmes sprang forward and confronted him.